Good morning, Rob Boise! Live from MDY. Today's shiur is being sponsored by the Nishmas Gavriel Simcha ben Shneir Zalman Halevi Deitchman. The Shloshim is over 8:23. From his uncle, Michael Menachem Shlomo HaKohen Siegelstein, and by Noach Kaplan, as a schus for the Yad Shmaya for Yehuda Tzvi Ben Yafa Chasido. And happy 70th birthday to Chaim Waldman from his son Gedalia and grandsons. May today's learning be a schus for him, for good health at Me'ev Esrim. May also wear his Indiana Jones hat in good health. Avi Herschel and the unofficial official MDY youth baseball team, in honor of having the pleasure of meeting Ben Schwartz in the Red Shul on our way from Los Angeles to our week-long tournament in Cooperstown. Bayakiva Solkovitz. So yesterday I had a bit of confusion. I met somebody that David Zlotnick brought to the shir, F202. And yesterday Akiva wrote an email and he said that he's a tzal guy, but I didn't recognize his face. So in fact, here it clears it up in a sponsorship. He is F94 in honor of Rebelli for teaching us the daf, and David Zlotnick F200 for getting me to do the daf, also in honor of F202 and K303 in RL97 ALS, Advanced Life Support, and RL137, which is Rockaway Lawrence, and L83, what's L? Rabbi, I'm here with Nachman Seltz's amazing, you know, fix and the Gansa Oilam. We're back in business. L is Lakewood. What's K? Canarsie. Kansas. Now all these guys for doing the daf strong every day, keep it up. In this picture, you shall see Yosef Itzkowitz, Shlomo Gwursten, and Aaron Hirsch, sponsoring in honor of a dear friend who never gave up on me rejoining learning the daf daily and would remind every few days it's never too late to start. Thank you, Shlomo. This is Shlomo, I guess, right over here, because this is Itzkowitz, Shlomo, and this is Aaron Hirsch. Huh? That's what I just said. He got Aaron to join, and it's a big thing for us. He's a big macher, Aaron. Mazdav Shlomo Benina. The honorary president, Rabbi Yisai, Mr. Eli Trapper. Very good. Here's a picture of us at our cousin's bar mitzvah. I'll be going to sleep afterwards while Eli Trapper, the masmid, stays up for the live Zoom share. Here he is. I had a picture of my son and Eli Trapper. That will be a different time. All right. Rabbi Yisai, what time is it? What's the clock? 7:40. Very good, Yaakov. He's back, Yisrael Adler. Dear Rebelli Shlita, I missed your simcha in person. Was mishtatavin your simcha. As a matter of fact, on the day of your son's wedding, I went to the tzion of the Rivnitz Rebbe. Zichr tzadik livracha, praying for your son and family. The main thing is you should be blessed with gefen, gesund, parnasa, nachas. All right, ksiv chasim toivo, your Talmud, Yisrael Adler. And this one is from Yitzchok Isaac Friedman. My name is Yitzchok Friedman. I did the daf every day thanks to Yashir. I always had my trouble doing the daf. I can only learn with Hebrew English, so it's a big deal. Everybody does. Ever since I started with Yuma, thanks to the free Gemara, I've not stopped since. I also did this commitment to Zech Nishmas Mezeidi, Shelly Merlinstein Zech Tzadik Livracha, who was nifter right before COVID, getting hit by a car, walking home from Meyer Riven Tinek. So the Shom should have an aliyah. Mezeidi is definitely smiling in heaven for my learning in his chos. Mazel Tov to really Yashir, especially to Rabbi J. Nathanson. Big guy. He wrote a nice article the other day. And Rabbi Aboff, for their encouraging words in my daf journey, all the best. Yitzchok Friedman, Bayswater, New York. Boisai, here we go. Wow. Welcome back. Thank you. It's great to be back. Somebody, one of the shortest emails I ever got yesterday was, Dear Rebelli, do you have a dog? Because at the end of the shiur, some clown decided to knock on the door. Woke the dog up, woke the whole family up. Yes, so if you're not aware, my son was in the yeshiva 2 years ago, and the yeshiva had many, many meetings with us discussing one thing, that we have to get a dog for Akiva Simcha. We have to get a dog. And I told him the Tayin, I said, but he's going to go off to yeshiva, and we're going to be stuck with the dog. It doesn't matter. V'kachava. So now he's in America, and we are stuck.
Ooh,
that's a good one. But guess what? Simcha Sussman is in America also. He's also in America. When he comes back, that would be great. I'll just bring him the dog. Unbelievable. Yes. Halavai. I might have to be there also with him, since my wife is a little bit attached to that dog. All right. So here we go. Daf Mem Vav Omid Blaze. Uveplukta the Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. So yesterday we had a machloikas. If somebody sets aside, where is it? Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines from the bottom. If somebody uses his esrog on the final day of Sukkot, is the mitzvah over or not? Could he use the esrog? Or is it migad iskatzoy? Once it becomes muktzah for the mitzvah, it's muktzah for the rest of the day. So, uveplukta the Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. We have a similar machloikis like that machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. Interesting words here. The Itmar, not Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. Other Amaroi, Hifrish Shiva Esroigim and Shiva Yomim. If a person set aside 7 Esroigim for 7 days, somebody sent me a video of Chaim Kanievsky shaking the lulav and Esrog, I'm talking about 50 Esroigim, at least. It's one, like, give it to him, and it just goes like this. Boom, boom. Just the esrog, not the lulav, because the lulav, you can see that it's kosher. You see the tumus is this. You see the it's just the esrog. Is it this zan? So 50 of them. Hifrish shiva esrogim. So here's another guy. Set aside 7 esrogim l'shiva yom. Each day he wants to be makbid. Shouldn't have any brown dots from his holding it. 7 days. So now the same shiloh. When he's done with that esrog, oh, Dr. Epstein Shalom Aleichem, it's great to see you. So when you're done with that esrog, are you done? Could you eat it? Or no? It doesn't matter, like we had yesterday. If the pitim breaks off on day number 1, it's also to use the entire 7 days. So here's the machlokes again. Rav says, once the mitzvah is over, like your shlok is finished, you could go and use it right away, you could eat it. Rav Asi omar, kolachas vachas yotzibo, v'oichla l'machar. So, only afterwards you could eat it. What's the machlokes? You only set it aside, designated it for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is over, it's over. No, I designate it for that entire day. Once the day is over, I can use it after that day. So if I have esrog just for the 3rd day of Chol HaMoed, excuse me. So once that day is over, then I can use the esrog. Because I designated it only for 1 day. It's not like the first case where I designated it for 7 days and it broke. The pitim broke in day 1. Over here, I designate it for 1 whole day, but the whole day, you cannot eat it, even though I'm done with the mitzvah in the morning. Yeah, that's not the problem. It's a different problem. Unresolved. Rabbi, take a look at this. It's a little different than the other calendar. Ignore that other calendar I made. This is more accurate because it's the month of Tishrei. So, this is Chutz La'aretz, okay? This is, blue is Eretz Yisrael, let's say. Blue and red is Chutz La'aretz. If Rosh Chodesh is over here, Aleph, which is the 30th day of Elul, then Yontif falls out on Tesav. I love the way it all lines up here nicely. Fine. If this is like in Eretz Yisrael, you do Rosh Hashanah right over here, then Sukkot falls out right over here on the 15th, and then Hoshana Rabbah falls out over here. Okay? Sorry. Hoshana Rabbah falls out over here. Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, falls out over here. So again, Rosh Hashanah, first day of Yontif, and Shmini Atzeres. And Hoshana Rabbah, which is the 7th day, so I did it very nicely here. This is day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7th day of Sukkot is called Hoshana Rabbah. The 8th day is called Shmini Atzeres, and that sugi that we're going to learn today, it's a Chag B'fnei Atzmoy, it's its own Yontif. However, if you're in America, in Chutz La'aretz, and you did 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Well, we do also 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but you have a Sveik of the Yayma. You don't know if Rosh Chodesh fell out over here or over here, but we do an Eretz Yisrael for Achdus of Klal Yisrael, fine. So then, when is the first day of Sukkot?
is the first day of Sukkot over here, or in the red over here, and therefore in Chutz La'aretz they keep these 2 days of Yontif. Now, once you fast forward to the end of Yontif, you have the same exact problem. Is Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, same thing, right? Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day, it's on Chag, Simchas Torah in the blue, or is Simchas Torah in the red? Where it's Yisrael, it's a weekday and everybody's on the buses and driving around. So that's the sugya now. V'anandis lontre yoy mehechav dinon. But first we have to talk about the Esrig. Omar Abaya, what do you do about the Esrig right over here? Can you eat your Esrig on Simchas Torah? Is Yontif over or not? Omar Abaya, shmini sofik shvi osur. You're not allowed to eat the Esrig on Shmini. You see this? Look down here. It says 8. This is the 8th day from the beginning of Yontif. 1, 2, 3, 8. So this is Shmini, but Safek, perhaps it's the 7th day from the red. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're in England, and you thought that this is, we think we have to be Mesupik. Maybe this is the first day of Yontif. So if you count 7 days from the red, it's right over here in the 8th. So this is called, this blue box is called Shmini Safek Shvi. It's 8 days from the blue, 7 days from the red. It's 8 days from when you know for sure in Eretz Yisrael, it's the 8th day. And Memela, it's Shmini Atzeres, it's Simchas Torah. But it's a Safek, maybe it's the 7th day in Chutz La'aretz. So the Esrig would be Asur. Why? Because, as we're going to see, you have to sit in the Sukkah. What happens on this day? Very interesting. This day, and this is today's big sugya, a very controversial halacha. There, you don't shake a lulav and esrig on this day, but you do sit in the sukkah. That's the halacha in the Gemara. You sit in the sukkah. We're going to discuss why the Hasidim don't, or others. But the Gemara says you sit in the sukkah, but there's no lulav. Okay? So if there's no lulav, but you sit in the sukkah. So Mamela, that's why you cannot eat the Esrig. It's still part of Yontif. You're sitting in the Sukkah. Chi, Savik Shmini, Mutter. What about this day right over here, 9? You see over here, the back says 9. So it's the 9th day from the beginning of Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a weekday. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's still a Savik. Maybe it's Yontif. Maybe it's Simchas Torah. This is when they celebrate Simchas Torah. Mutter, you're allowed to eat the Esrig. Why? Because it has nothing to do with sukkahs. You're not sitting in the sukkah at all. Even over here, even in Chutz La'aretz, you're not sitting in the sukkah. It's Simchas Torah, nothing to do with the sukkah. So maybe the mitzvah of the Esrig is over and done with, and you can eat the Esrig. Mirema Amar, Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi Mutar. Mirema says, even in this blue box, where it's the 8th day in Eretz Yisrael, 8th day to the first day of Yontif, and the Safek of the 7th day, you're still allowed to eat the Esrig. Why? Because, yes, you're right, you're sitting in the sukkah, we're not making a bracha on the lulav and esrig. So there's no mitzvah of esrig that day. If there's no mitzvah of esrig that day, you can eat the esrig. Okay. Mesura Avdikim and Reimar, they said it's mutter to eat the esrig in the blue circle. Rav Shei Shabreider, Rav Shei Shabreider, Rav Idi Ovad Ka'abaya, and the halacha of Ilchazo Ka'abaya, that it's also to eat the esrig on Shmini, which is Safek Shvi, in other words, the first day of Yontif, Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. Om Rav Yudo, Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shittas Mishmi Rav. Shmini Safek Shvi. And here we go, the big famous sugya. What? Why is the halacha like that? Because you have to sit in the sukkah. No, it's all the same. The mitzvahs are. That's one svar, but the other svar is it's still Safek Sukkahs. The reason why we don't. I'm going to go into why we don't check the lulav and esrog, but. The Tali Hach Ba'ach L'Chayra. Lulav and Esrig, Sukkah, although Lulav and Esrig is the Rabbanon, the Sukkah is the Eraisa, but we're saying that it's a day of Sukkahs, perhaps, it's a Safek. On that side, it's still part of the mitzvah. You shouldn't shake it. If you want to know the real, I'll skip ahead. The reason why you shouldn't shake it is because of Isra Bat Toysev, because it's nicker that you're shaking it for the mitzvah of Sukkah, of Lulav. Whereas, I don't want to skip ahead. I want to go into the sugya deep a little bit because of this little bit of a controversy. So, Shmini Zavishvi, Shri the Sukkah, Shmini the Bracha. Oh, sorry. Let's go again. Shmini, so Shvi, this day right over here, the first Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, which is the eighth day, it's the day after Sukkah, so to speak, Shmini Atzeres, but still, a Sofik, maybe it's the seventh day in Chutz Laretz. What's the halacha? Shvi l'Sukkah, you have to sin in the Sukkah. Ushmini l'Bracha. What does that mean, Shmini l'Bracha? You make the Bracha of Shmini Atzeres in Shmoneh Esrei, in Birkas HaMazon. You say, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. It's like a contradiction. You're dancing on two chasanas. You're doing a yontif called Shmini Atzeres, but you're sitting in the Sukkah. You're acting as if it's Sukkahs, but you're saying that it's not Sukkahs. No, you don't sit in the Sukkah, and you don't make any mention of Sukkahs. You say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So now the Gemara on the first attempt says, Mesiv Kuli Amaloi Palgini Diyasvinon. Everybody agrees that you sit in the Sukkah, even Rabbi Yochanan. Keep pligi, leveruche. Do you make a bracha? Top of mem zayin amad aleph. Leman do amar shvi lesukkah. According to Rav, who says that this day is considered for it's considered sukkah. Bruchin amim vechinu. You make a bracha leishiv basukkah. Not only you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha leishiv basukkah. Leman do amar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, shmini lezel lezeh. This day right over here has a halach of eight. You see down here it says eight. It's the eighth day for everything. Bruchi nami, bruchi loy mevarchinon. You don't make a bracha. Okay, but you do sit in the sukkah according to this. Also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you sit in the sukkah. Do we have a mandoma that says that you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Not yet, because even right now the Gemara says you sit in the sukkah, you just don't make a bracha. Omer Rabbi Yosef, nekoyter Rabbi Yochanan biyadoch. Rabbi Yochanan is right. Why? Maisa shahaya. Listen to this story. It's an incredible story. It needs a lot of explanation. The Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol G'doylei Hador, not stam people, G'doylei Hador. Imagine in your mind who the G'dol Hador is, the Chofetz Chaim and all the Rebbes, Iklu l'b'sukkah b'shmini sofek shvi. They happen to come to a sukkah on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, which is only a sofek that maybe in Chutz Laretz is the seventh, but in Eretz Yisrael, they're dancing with the Torah, it's Simchas Torah, the whole thing. Mesev Aviyasvi, they sat in the sukkah, bruchi loy bruchi, they didn't make a bracha. So, here's a raya, that you sit in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha like Rabbi Yochanan. As the Gemara of Adimah Sfiru, look at the Omar, Kivin Sheberach, Yontav Rishon, Shuvayin Mevarach, we had a whole sukkah. Maybe, remember, Shmuel holds, you only make a bracha the first day of sukkahs, because it's one long mitzvah, since you have to eat and sleep in the sukkah, consecutive, there's no break at all. So he says, you make one bracha in the beginning, you yaitze then. Then we brought a raya from tefillin, that even you go to the bathroom, you do make the fine. But according to, maybe they held, they already made a bracha the first day of Yontif. That's why they didn't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, incredible, listen to this. According to Rashi, Gemiri de Ma'afaros, they came from the dirt. Meaning, the entire Yontif, these G'dayle Adar, were shepherds. They didn't have a sukkah. Mamish, it's so hard to understand. How would a G'dol Adar shepherd his animals and not make a little sukkah next to his animals? One pshat that I heard, and nobody says it, besides, I don't remember what it was, the marshal, like one of these achrayim, that maybe it was in the time of the gzeira, and they weren't allowed to stay in a sukkah. So the eighth day they could. It's not mentioned. It just seems like they were busy working. They were working people in those days. No kailalim, nobody supported them. Every tana, every amir, they had a job. But they were the gdailim. They were busy thinking and learning. And they weren't worried about the mitzvah sukkah. And now they came, they finally, they chapa rayin, the eighth day they were able to do the sukkah for the very first time of all of sukkahs, and they didn't make a bracha. But they sat in the sukkah. Unbelievable. Ikedei Amri, another pshat is, Baruchei kuli amalei pligid lo yomavarchinon, everybody agrees, there's no machloik, is that on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, you don't make a bracha. Ki pligi lemesav. But do you sit in the sukkah or not? It's considered mamish sukkahs. Mesiv yisvinin, you sit in the sukkah. That's Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is considered the eighth day. It's not considered sukkahs at all. It's considered Shmini Atzeres. Mesiv nami lo yasvinon. You don't sit even in the sukkah. So over here we have a shita. You don't sit in the sukkah. Omer Rav Yosef nekoyt the Rabbi Yochanan biyodach. Rabbi Yochanan is right. The mar the shmait the mani who said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yehuda b'Reidav Shmuel bar Shelas. He's the one that said over u'bishmini sofek shvi lebar mesugi yosef. He himself didn't even sit in the sukkah. Okay, v'ilchasa. I'm sorry, who's the one that said it over in the name of Rav? Rav is the one that says you should sit. This, Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda himself didn't listen to Rav. He did like Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't sit in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, listen to this. This, I think, everybody knows this line. It's a very, very famous line. V'ilchasa, Mesav Yasvinon, Baruchei Loi Mivarchinon. You see, there's a tzion here in the Shulchan Aruch. Aleph. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yisai? On Shmini Atzeres, you sit in the sukkah, you eat in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. So, when I first got married, my very first sukkahs was in Chicago, and my shver was invited out to some family, and they made kiddush or something, and then they all went into the house. I'm like, what's going on here? What are you doing? He says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat in the sukkah? So I go open up the Mishnah Berurah. There's no mention in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings, the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah. And you don't make a bracha, but you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. What are you talking about? I was all confused. So I decided, me and my wife, we sat in the sukkah by ourselves. They started serving us. And that was it. Then I learned not to go out with my shver. What is going on here? So Baruch Hashem now, I had some time. I'm looking at the sugya now. So it goes like this. There's no mention in the Mishnah Berurah even of this minhag, not to eat in the sukkah. It says it, you eat in the sukkah. There's a sefer. Did I bring it? Yep. Yisoidois hanoyeg lihimona. Be careful not to. Mishiva besukkah b'shmini atzeres. Somebody wrote a whole kuntras. Not to sit in the sukkah. The Vilna Gaon in Ma'aseh Rav, he says that he was the most makbir on Shmini Atzeres to sit in the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, and to sleep in the sukkah. Why? Because he said it's the Rabbanon. And on the Rabbanon, if you're over in the Rabbanon, you chayiv misa. He says, whoever doesn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, chayiv misa. The Taz and the Magen Avraham bring this minug of not to sit in the sukkah. And they go wild. The moicha. It's usher. How could you do this? So what's Taka Pshat? So in the Machzor Vitri, Rishon, he brings this inyan of the reason why we don't shake a lulav, and Tosis talks about it. Why don't you shake a lulav on that day? If it's so important to send the sukkah, the Vilna Gaon, it's it. So why don't you shake a lulav? The answer is because Tosis says that a lulav is mukta. So why are you taking a lulav now? Because obviously you hold it sukkahs today. So that's a problem about Tosif. If you're sitting in a sukkah and relaxing and eating, it doesn't, maybe it's not about time. Maybe you want to stop anyways. Sometimes you go outside to your backyard and eat. Right, Noam? You eat outside. You have meals over there in your sukkah. Fine. But he brings Rabbi Yossi Mekinen that didn't sit in the sukkah. So that's early, in the time of the Rishonim already, there were those who weren't sitting in the sukkah. The Maharil, Rishon. You don't sleep. He makes a nafkemina and the Marche talks about it. What? Yeah. Right, the fear of Altais. So the Mordechai and the Maril, they talk about not sleeping in the sukkah. Because when eating, it doesn't look like you're about Taisif, but sleeping, if you go out of your bedroom into the sukkah, then it's obvious that you're doing this for sukkah, and that's a problem about Taisif. And then Elif HaMogim brings that a lot of tzaddikim didn't sit in the sukkah. El-Khayra. The Gross slept in the sukkah because he passed not like the Mordechai, like the Rashba. The other Rishonim, I'm bringing the ones that say, I'm trying to be Malamed Tzchus, yeah, 100%. 1 minute, I'm getting there. The Baal Shem Tov, I'm going to explain the Hasidim the best I can. I'm trying to. No, I found it interesting. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't even mention. Like, he should say, Yesh, Loi Ochel Basukka, Vein Lasois, or whatever. He doesn't even mention them. He ignores it completely. I was like, what is going on here? I told my chavrusa yesterday, he didn't know there's such a minhag. Tonight, he didn't know. A Litvak in Eretz Yisrael doesn't know about it. You have to be in America, in a Hasidic environment, to even know there's such a thing. He didn't know. He says, it's impossible. He starts looking, he couldn't find anything. I'm just telling you, whatever. Fine. So, Talmud, the Magen of Mizrich, they used to do this thing that my shver did. Make kiddush, eat mezonos, and leave. And they said, and according that you also do it like that? A little bit of a, you have a, yeah, you have a Haimish thing. And they say that the Baal Shem Tov also, the Chayra, they say the Baal Shem Tov didn't eat in the sukkah. Fine. So what's going on here? So here's a great pshat, great limud zchus. Dorach HaShulchan and the Karban Asanal, they say a similar thing, that this idea that when we don't shake a lulav, why? Because of Baal Tosef. It's obvious that you're doing it for sukkahs, not for no other reason. A normal person on a Wednesday afternoon doesn't shake a lulav. But when you sit in your sukkah, you're having a bar, you're enjoying yourself, great. But in America, in Europe, when it's freezing cold, it's 20 below zero, who's going to sit in the sukkah? So obviously you're sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah sukkah. So comes out that in Eretz Yisrael, or in Florida, in Los Angeles, where the weather is nice, you'll have a major problem if you're Hasidish. And in fact, somebody wrote me, Rabbi Grosskopf from London, he said when he was learned by Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg said that this doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, and he locked the doors to the kitchen. He said, if you're Hasidish, you have to eat in the sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to eat. He said, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of times you say these minhagim come from, okay, so you say in Europe it's like this, and then people forget why the minhag started. It's only because there's a problem about Taizah, but the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't eat in the sukkah. So it doesn't apply when on a day that's boiling hot in America, it wouldn't apply. So you have to, once the minhag, but it's to be oiker something. It's like mamish. It says Hilchasa. I miss you, Avi. I miss you. All right. Let's go weiter. I have no idea what time it is, but it was kedai to talk about it because it's a big zach. At least people should know that there's a big thing here. Look into yourself. Fine. I know I'm not going to change anybody's mind. Everybody has a thing in them. But know why you're doing it. Nobody's ever called me up and said, oh, I'm Lubavitch and I started sleeping in the sukkah because of you.
Your
side
called you.
Who?
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Oirim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag. So should we say the halacha again? Vilchasa. The halacha is, Mesiv Yisvini, you do sit in the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. Baruch Yilam Bevachin, and that's why some Rishonim Medayik only to eat, but not to sleep. Fine. Oirim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag. It's a yontav by itself. So you say, Shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh. Zman is Shechiyonu. However, the seventh day of Pesach is different than the eighth day of Sukkot. V'omer Levi, what's the difference? I'll tell you the big difference. It's very different in three different things. B'sukkah, you don't sit in the sukkah, there's no chi of sukkah. V'lulav, v'nisuch ha-mayim. Nisuch ha-mayim, just for the fun of it, we're going to talk about it more. Nisuch ha-mayim, standing on top of the mizbech, pouring the water on Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda the Omar, Beloy, Goyim Nasach Toshmoina. Rabbi Yehuda argues on two things, says Rashi. First of all, you don't need three lug, you need only one lug. But the point is, he says, you do pour the water on the eighth day. So the eighth day of Sukkot, or not a Sukkot, but the eighth day from the beginning of Sukkot, it is not different in. Okay, fine. Harei Cholim Shnei Dvarim, at least it's different in a Sukkah and Lulav. You don't have to eat matzah on the seventh, you could eat non-chametz. You're not mechuyev to eat matzah. You could eat apples. Says the Gemara, the Omar, Mar, Laila Rishon Chayva, Mikam Ve'elach Rishus, the only mechuyev on the first night. Hachi Ashta. What's the connection? Awesome. Milayla Chalok. Miyarmena Chalok. Even Pesach, you're only chayev to eat matzah the first night. The following morning, you're not mechuyev to eat matzah. You could eat macaroons. You can do whatever you want. So it's not even a difference between the seventh day of Pesach and the first day, it's different from the entire Pesach. So why would you say Shechiyanu there? Says Gemara, Achafilu miyoyim nami chaluk. Fine. Ravina Omar, Zecholuk mishalafonov, Zecholuk mishalafnefonov. You're talking about the eighth day is different than the seventh day. Over here, you're saying that the seventh day of Pesach is different than the first day of Pesach. You're going way, way back. So why would you say Shechiyanu? Omar Papa, Hacha ksiv par, Hosam ksiv parim. So this is very important, Rabbi Yisai. If you want to remember, very, very simple. On Sukkot, the number is 14. 14. So, for instance, the final day of Sukkot, you bring 7 cows, plus 7 days of Sukkot equals 14. The first day of Sukkot, you bring 13 cows, and it's the first day of Sukkot. So 1 plus 13 equals 14. It always equals 14, and you keep on going down. 13, 12, da, 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 to the final day. So what should be on Shemini Atzeres? 6 cows plus 8 days equals 14. But what does the Pasuk say? Pare Echad. 1. So you see from here that it's a different yontiv. It's yontiv ifnei atzmoy. Rav Ashi Omar Ocho Ksiv Kimishpat. Asam Ksiv Kimishpatam. It's its own mishpat, its own halachas. Not Kimishpatam, a cumulative halachas. Did I skip? Yes. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar Ocho Ksiv Bayoyim. Asam Ksiv Uvayoyim. Here you can see. Uvayoyim is a continuation from the day before. Uvayoyim Ashishi and Uvayoyim Ashvi. And it's Vav Maisif. Over here, all of a sudden, it says Bayoyim should have been read Bayoyim Hashmini, not Uvayoyim. It's its own little entity. The eighth day, it's a day b'fnei atzmai. It's not Uvayoyim. It's not a continuation of the seventh. It's Bayoyim. It's by itself. Fine. Another raya that it's its own yontif. How do I know? I'll bring you a raya that you say Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu on Shmini Atzeres on the eighth day. Haparim ha'elim v'hakfasim makmezeze. Right? So all these, on Yontav, you bring, let's say, 7 cows on this day, plus two rams and 14 sheep. Every day, 2 and 14. Makmezeze, what if you have only 13 sheep? You don't bring them. I think it means all of them. Not 100%. I saw the Rishonim. Fine. But if you're missing one, you don't bring any. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Parim Makvin Zezeh, but the cows are different, says Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't have 7, you only have 6, bring the 6. Why? Every day, he keeps on going down. You see, the Akash Baruch didn't really mind. Interesting, Svara. Hey, he started with 13, then he went to 12. So you don't today you don't have 7, you have 6? No. Nishkefer. Omer Loi. What do you mean? But at the eighth day, it's completely different. It's 1 ram and 7 sheep. Okay, it's its own. Don't bring me any rye from there. It's its own entity. Oh, what's so different about it? Every single day, you have to bring its own carbon. Different carbons. Vishir. And you talk about, Rashi says, you talk about the poor people, the aniyim. And the Shir Shel Yoyim of Shmini Atzeres doesn't talk about the poor people. He says, I don't even know what you say exactly, I'm not so sure, but it's not about poor people. Ubracha, we're going to see what bracha means. Velina. So lina, as we learned about this, lina is anytime you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Pasuk, in the morning, you go home. You do not go home at night. You must stay in a hotel in Yerushalayim. Lina. Ashmini. So too, Shmini Atzeres. It's a yontif by itself. Ton, carbon. You have to bring its own carbonus. Vishir. It gets its own shir shel yayim. Ubracha. You make its own bracha. That's the whole point of the Gemara now, what that means. Velina. You have to sleep over there. Turning them Zion Beis. My love. Zman. Are we talking about Shechiyon? What does bracha mean? Bracha means you make a Shechiyon and Kiyimon and Zman. Like we do today, by the way. Right? Women, when they ben shlich, in Kiddush, shechiyanu kimimanu. It's its own yantif. Like who? Like Rabbi Yochanan. We're trying to prove, like Rabbi Yochanan, he's supposed to say shechiyanu. We just heard to Mem Zayin on Bay, sponsored by the White Hill Group. For all those in each, Yiduchim Refus and Yeshuas. Please join in telling that 8mindav.com by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles in honor of Eli's wife for sacrificing her life in order for Eli to prepare shir. It's the first time you heard it, huh? He's saying, psh. New to the share. Shalom Aleichem, Yosef Biliak. Shalom Aleichem. No one's able to react. This is the first thing I got. Yeah. Says Gemara, we're not talking about, don't bring a raya from here that you're supposed to say, you're supposed to say a bracha. It doesn't say zman, it says bracha. What bracha? You decide on your own. The bracha of Shechiyanu. No, there's other brachas, by the way. Loi, Birkus Hamazon, Utfila. That in Birkus Hamazon, you don't say Chakasukus Azeh. You say Shmini Chakatzeres Azeh, or whatever your nusuch is. With Fila, Shmoneh Esrei also, completely different Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now I'm stubborn, I'll prove it to you. Because if you're talking about Shechiyanu, Zman called Shiva Miika, it says that during Sukkot you say a bracha every day. But you don't say a bracha every day. You only say Shechiyanu once in the beginning. So it's more, well, that's not great proof. Holy Kasha, now the rest of the Gemara is going to tell us that's not good proof. Holy Kasha, Diloy Baruch, Chayidna, Mivarach Lamachal, Yamachrino. Maybe the Gemara, the Bryce is only telling us that they didn't even have to say Shechiyanu. But you have the option to say Shechayanu if you forgot it. Mikamaka imkazbina, but what do you mean? You have to say it on a, you can't say Shechayanu stam. What do you, walk in the street and say Shechayanu v'kiyimanu? You have to hold a cup of wine, Shalom Aleichem, cup of wine and say Shechayanu. So, let me say Eleilu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's man oimroi afilu b'shuk. Maybe it's a good writer of Nachman, and this is how we pass him. You could just say Shechayanu stam without a cup of wine. The Avos being in Kais, Kais kol yoyim amiiko, where's he going to find it? Dilma d'ikle l'kais, not a good raya. At the end of the day, somebody gave him a cup of wine. It's not a big deal to find a cup of wine in Chol HaMoed. This sovar, by the way, Rabbis, I'm getting all excited because we still have to start preparing. We do these beautiful shiurim, Chol HaMoed sukkahs in the morning, in the sukkah, with eggs and omelets and pancakes and wine. Wine. We have wine. Even in Chol HaMoed, we have wine on the table. Zokti Gemara. I'm getting excited. You know why? Because I was thinking about it. This year, I'm not going to be lazy. I'm going to build a giant sukkah on my porch, the entire porch, to house. And why? Because of this gishmaka, to make it, to build the sukkah. I'm going to build the sukkah. I'm going to hold. Hey, Yeshua is going to build most of it. I'm going to put the last. The Amish being in Kais, Koska Yoyim, I'll climb on the ladder and pretend it's so hard to put the schacha. One piece. Yeah, fine. Vesavar Reb Yehuda, Shmini Ton, Lina, what? You have to sleep in Yerushalayim. Stop, we're going off now on a tangent. You have to sleep in Yerushalayim if on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Minayin LePesach Sheni, Sheni Tanlina. If somebody was Tomei the first Pesach and he brings his carbon Pesach on the second Pesach, he does not sleep in Yerushalayim that night. So shouldn't Shmini Atzeres be similar to Pesach Sheni? Why should it be similar? Shenemar Ufanisim Abogim Alach LeLecha. Right, this pasuk. Uchsev Sheish Es Yom Techal Matzos. You're supposed to eat matzah 7 days. Sheish is young, whatever. Eshaton, shishaton, lina. Eshaenaton, shishaenaton, lina. Bekitzer, review the darshans that if it's a giant yontif with 7 days, then you sleep over your shalim. But if it's a one-day yontif, like Shmini Atzeres, what else is a one-day yontif? Shvuas. You don't sleep in your shalim. Yeah? Says Gemara, isn't it also coming to exclude a one-day yontif of Shmini Atzeres? Something that's exactly like Pesach, but it's called Pesach Sheni. That's a time you don't sleep in Yerushalayim, but Shmini Atzeres, you do sleep in Yerushalayim. Beautiful. Bikurim is this week's parasha, the beginning of the parasha. You have new fruit, the new crop, you bring a basket full of fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. And, I don't know if Dailam knows this, to Unim Karban. Not only do you bring your fruit, you have to bring a Shlamim. Vishir, and you say a special shir called Arimimcha Hashem, Kididlisani, the whole thing. Utnufa, and you shake it like a lulav. You pick up the basket and you go like this, all, I don't know again. I'm not going to go into it and make fun of Sfard again. You go this way, you go all the way around. Natsdam. Lift. You got it. This is where we took it from. Like this in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tnufa. Velina. And you sleep over there. Man Shamas Leidom at Tnufa. Who's the one that holds? You have to shake it. Rabbi Yehuda. Bikomar Tuna Lina. So even though Bikurim. How many days is Bikurim? One day. So here you see the idea that even if it's a one day excursion or whatever the word is. Excursion, I mean. Excursion to Yerushalayim. You still do lina. You still sleep over. You can't do it in and out. What is it called when you have that quick surgery? But this is a bit. Outpatient. In and out. Boom, boom. There's no such thing. Once you go to Yerushalayim, you stay there. The Sayyid Rabbi Doimer. Vinachtoi. Zut Nufa. So, here's the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk Dalat says, so he already placed it down. He already put it down. So then why in Pasuk Yud does it say, and the Yisrael says this whole long thing, Nesadli Hashem, V'inachtoi. He already, V'inichoi. What's going on here? There's two hanachas. You put it down twice by the Mizbeach. Atoi merzut nufa. Oyeinoi. El hanacha mamash. Maybe the word V'inachtoi, literally in Hebrew, means to put it down. Who told you V'inachtoi means to wave it around? Because I already said in Pasuk Dalet the word V'nichdoi, you put it down. So what does it mean that he put it down? Again, Zut Nufa. So from this Pasuk I learned the idea of waving. Now, so you see that it's Rabbi Yehuda that says this. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need lina one day. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma Rabbi Lezmi Yaakovi." There's another man that says that you have to wave it. The sanya v'loka chakoyin atenem yodecha limedal bikurim shetuunet nuva. From this pasuk, Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov learns that you have to wave the bikurim, the whole basket. The Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov, my time of the Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov. Where did he get it from? Asya yod yod mishlamim zereshaver from shlamim. Ksivacha v'loka chakoyin atenem yodecha. Again, it says the word yad. So we go back and forth. Just like over here by Bikurim it's Koyin, so over there by Shlomim, Shlomim it's also Koyin. You see, both of them do Tnufa. But how do both of them do Tnufa? Okay, it's sad. Koyin miniach yodoy tachas yad ba'ilim umeniach umenif. The Kohen, here, I have a picture. This is a beautiful picture. Why? The Kohen, here's the Kohen. He puts his hands underneath the basket, and the Yisrael holds the basket by the rim. Why? Because Tosis points out, this picture is very meduyah. Not like the Gemara says, you should put your hands under the hands, like it would seem like. Literally, Tosis says that's chatzitza. Then the Kohen is not touching the basket. He needs to do a tnuva to the basket. So it may look like in the picture, they're holding it in two different places. Fine. But they're doing it at the same exact time. Very interesting. How do they do back? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's like literally like Rukham Kanevsky, kind of, a little bit. You don't have to like, he's like swing the guy over his shoulder kind of thing. All right. Do you say, Shechiyonu b'kiyumanu on Shmini Atzeres? Rav Nachman Omar Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shulchag. You do. Rav Shesh Omar Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shulchag. V'Lachasa. And this is what we do today. Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shulchag. You say Shechiyonu V'Kimanu. Do you say Shechiyonu V'Kimanu on the seventh day of Pesach? Absolutely not. No Shaiches. That was our sugya. Only the eighth day of Sukkot is a new yontif called Shmini Atzeres, and that's why you say Shechiyonu. Tanya Kavas Eder Rav Nachman. We learn like Rav Nachman that you say Shechiyonu V'Kimanu on Shmini Atzeres. It says Shmini Rego Bifnei Atzmoi. It's considered its own yontav liyin poser koshev. It's a Rosh Teva, six halachas. What's the first one? Pei stands for payis Bifnei Atzmoi. So it goes like this: all days of yontav, you have all these karbanas. Every kohen want to be zoichet to shech the carbon, to be makar a carbon and yontav to be in the Beis Hamikdash. So they divided up very nicely between the 24 mishmaris. Every mishmar got a chance to be makar. But when it came to Shmini Atzeres, which is a Chag Bifnei Atzmoi, it's its own yontiv, it didn't go with the Mishmaris. It went with a raffle. Raffle. Pais Bifnei Atzmoi. Zman Bifnei Atzmoi. You say Shechiyonu individually for Shmini Atzeres. Rego Bifnei Atzmoi. It's its own yontiv. You don't sit in the sukkah. It's own yontiv. Karbon Bifnei Atzmoi, you bring a different type of carbon. You drop it down completely. It's one par instead of the 13, 7, whatever it is. Shiro b'fnei atzmoi. It has its own type. Because every day of Yontav really has its own shiro. But like Rashi explains, the shiro during Yontav of Sukkot is about giving matanis taniyim, like a chikrapeya, these kind of matanis. And on Shmini Atzeres, it has nothing to do with that. It's a different topic. Bracha b'fnei atzmoi. And in Shmini Atzeres, you say, Chag Shmini Atzeres hazeh. It's a different thing than all other 7 days. You say, Chag HaSukkah says, Rabboisai, have a wonderful day.